Hi there. I'm Paul Boger, host of KNPR State of Nevada. Enjoy this conversation from the show. If you like it, please follow us, and thanks.
Don't look now, but Las Vegas audiences may be wanting something different. In 2025, Fallout Fringe Festival debuted in downtown Las Vegas with 35 edgy and experimental stage productions, rounding out some 135 total performances. This year, it's not only returning, it's grown. There are more venues, more productions, more performances, and more collaborators. With so many festivals hitting the brakes of late, this one's going full speed ahead. Here to tell us about it is the festival's co-founder and artistic director, Brionne Janay. Brionne, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Paul.
What was it about last year's festival that made you want to do it over again?
After last year's festival, the sense of reverence and community that cultivated from the festival made us realize that we had to do it. No matter how much work it was, we had to make it happen again. And people love it, and we love bringing it to the Las Vegas community.
So does that mean it was a success?
I think so, yeah. We just came back from the World Fringe Congress, and we were talking to some of the other fringes. And we're still kind of a baby fringe. It's year two for us. And they were all pretty impressed with what we were able to pull off last year. We have a great team, so.
So what were the learning curves from last year? Where did you go wrong? Where did you go right? Maybe apply that new knowledge to developing a better experience this year?
Oh, boy, yeah. So last year, we were kind of forging a path that didn't exist. So we were, you know, facing problems and jumping hurdles as they came through. This year, we kind of knew what we were getting ourselves into. Still the same amount of hubris, but we were able to, you know, see some of the problems before they happened. But with that being said, the amount of growth that we've had in the previous year, there's new problems, new challenges. And I imagine that next year will be the same.
So building off that success, how easy was it, or how hard was it maybe, to get collaborators, venue owners, stakeholders, especially new ones, to get on board this time around?
Now that we were a proven thing and we actually existed, it was easier this year. Not to say that it was too difficult last year. I think the Las Vegas community was really hungry for something like this. So once we, you know, put our feelers out, people came in droves. But this year, now knowing that we are a thing that actually exists, people were more interested. And I think the word got out amongst artists that we were, all fringe festivals are artist-focused, but we like to be especially artist-focused. We don't charge any submission fees for artists. And I think that was especially compelling.
You mentioned the community, so I'm curious, what role does the city of Las Vegas itself have in the fest?
Well, they just jumped on board this year, and they were able to throw us a massive launch party on our launch day, which was Wednesday, June 3rd. It was really exciting. People from different shows came out, and, you know, patrons came out. We got to all meet each other and hang out, have drinks and food.
Wait, people were thinking about other things other than the primary before this week?
Yeah, believe it or not.
You know, this year you have the new Bazaar Bar and the second version of Swan Dive as venues for the festival. They're rock and DJ clubs. What have you done to make them theater ready?
Well, yeah, that's definitely one of the challenges that we faced this year, was taking a venue that is normally a music venue and making it into a theatrical venue. Well, with fringe artists, they're used to performing in places that aren't necessarily traditional theatrical venues. So we kind of explain to them what they're getting into. And we also are, you know, trying to teach the venue owners what a fringe festival is. So everybody plays nice. And, I just saw a show at Bazaar Bar last night, and I was, you know, blown away at the tech capabilities of the venue itself and the ability of the performer to go with the flow.
You know, we're going to hear from one of your creators in a minute, But in the meantime, can you recommend one or two of the productions that really embody the go-for-it spirit of the festival?
Absolutely. I just saw a show last night called Broken Planet Show at Bazaar Bar. And it's basically God comes down, and he's been missing for a few hundred years, and he wants to check in with humanity and figure out a way to fix our broken planet. It was hilarious. It was heartfelt. Collaborative with the audience. It was really, really fun. And then another show that I just saw over at Cornish Pasty was Dave and the Trash Band, which is Dave is waiting for his band to arrive, and they don't arrive. So the audience becomes the trash band. It's so much fun. I had such a blast.
Rian Janay is the co-founder and artistic director of Fallout Fringe, an experimental theater festival taking place in the Arts District of Las Vegas through June 25th. We'll have a link with more info at knpr.org. Also with us is Allison Martone. They're a stage performer and the writer-director of Hysterics, one of Fallout's productions. Hysterics takes place after the hanging at the Salem Witch Trials. Allison, thanks for speaking with me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
So where'd you get the idea for Hysterics? That's a very, very specific setting.
Yes, it is. Well, I was cast in The Crucible by Arthur Miller when I was 15 years old. And that was kind of my first exposure to the story of the Salem Witch Trials, or, you know, the historical event. And as I got older, I started to reflect that the Crucible, the Salem Witch Trials largely targeted women, right? Mm-hmm. And involved women being persecuted and accused. And the Crucible centers male voices largely. Now, there were men involved in the Salem Witch Trials. It centers John Proctor, who was one of the victims at the time, but I thought, wouldn't it be interesting to tell this story from the perspective of the women who were targeted?
So how much of this story is rooted in history versus maybe today's headlines, social, political environment?
Yeah, great question. It's a split. It's historical fiction. So the play is based on real historical figures. There were three sisters that were all implicated and involved in the Salem Witch Trials. But I took creative liberty in kind of cultivating their voices and giving them each kind of a secret and a background that informs how they navigate the system that they're in, how they respond to it, how they challenge it, the risks they take, et cetera. Largely, this play is meant to kind of give a message about systems that say that they purport safety and care, but are actually executing a biased agenda and are looking to organize, condemn, and kill, which there's a direct parallel, right, to kind of what's happening in the United States today.
You're a prolific actor, an improv performer. How did that experience inform the writing and directing of the play?
Yeah, prolific. Thank you very much. When I was studying acting in my 20s, I had a really hard time personally finding monologues. That's a big part of being an actor, was find a monologue to showcase your talent, make sure it's like 60 seconds or whatever. And I was always a kid in my 20s that was sort of older than my years. And so I had a hard time finding monologues that really spoke to me, and I really wanted to write a piece. This piece is all AFAB voices. There are no men in the show. And I wanted to write a play that AFAB people would be really excited about. I wanted to write dialogue that would be really compelling and make actors want to get on stage and say these words. There are a couple of larger chunks of dialogue in the play that I thought, oh, wouldn't it be great if young Allison could have had this maybe when they were navigating theater school.
We've got about 90 seconds left. Is that what makes Hysterics good fit for the Fallout Fringe?
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, the Fallout Fringe is all about artists taking risks, right? And the play centers female voices and the way each of them respond to the system and how the story unfolds. They're taking big swings. No spoilers, but it's AFAB people navigating systems and taking a lot of risks.
In that vein, what reactions or even conversations are you hoping to spark?
So many. I mean, I talk about it with my cast and my team. My cast is Kim Fabel, Amanda Hallam, Teresa Fullerton, and then Rafi Ghanemian is my directing partner. And we've had lots of debates about, whether the way people are navigating these systems is right or wrong. So I hope people will talk about that after the show.
Allison Martone is the writer and director of Hysterics, which starts a 3-performance run on June 10th, that's tonight, at Vegas Theater Company for the Fallout Fringe Festival. Brianne Genet is the artistic director and co-founder of that festival. And for more info on it, you can visit knpr.org. Allison, Brianne, thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul.